Hello, and welcome back to our podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the Black Dahlia case that was never fully solved.
That's right, but before we can get into any suspects, let's go get some background history. Also,
Elizabeth Short was born on July 29th, 1924, in Hyde Park, Massachusetts. She grew up to be a pretty girl. She was told that she looked older and acted more mature than she really was. Elizabeth was fixated on movies and theater. That was her way to escape from her life. And she went to California in the early 1940s and lived with her father, Cleo, for a while, but then the relationship became strained, to which Cleo later kicked her out, and she became taking care of herself and worked jobs like cashier, modeling, and waitress.
The Black Dahlia was brutally murdered in Los Angeles, California. Her body was cut in half.
Severely.
Her body was found on January 15, 1947, in a vacant lot near Leimart Park. Okay, when the Black Dahlia was found, it was a mother named Betty Bressinger and was talking to her 3-year-old child to the shoe store when they saw a body. When they first seen it, they had thought it was just like a mannequin, but then when they got closer, they noticed it was a body. When it came to the Black Dahlia, her case was the most famous murder case there was.
Now on to our suspect, George.
George became a suspect because his son was convinced that he was the one who murdered the Black Dahlia. He was a doctor who abandoned the family not long after his son's 9th birthday and moved to the Philippines. Once he left, his son went through his things and found a photo album with a picture of the Black Dahlia.
George was also caught saying this on a recording. Supposing I did kill the Black Dahlia. They can't prove it now. They can't talk to my secretary anymore because she's dead.
And that's all we have for this podcast. Tune in for our next one where we go into more depth on this mystery
case. See you next time. Try not to get murdered.